You know, I used to think that parents were untouchable when it came to your children. No one could take that away from you. Your children were yours. I mean, no one could take that from you, right? Wrong. You know, whenever DFACS came in and took my kids for whatever reason, you know, they gave 50 different reasons, and in the end, it didn't come up to be any of them reasons. They blamed it all on me and my addiction, which I got help for. I've been clean and sober for almost 5 years now. As a matter of fact, it has been 5 years. March made 5 years. March the 15th made 5 years. So I have been clean for 5 years, but being I gave that information willingly, I feel like I'm being punished for it, because the allegations that they came to my home with weren't even the allegations that they were concentrating on. Now it's all about the parent, and the parent that was telling you that she has been getting help for 5 years with her addiction problem that she had for 13 years off of prescription pain pills that she never intended on getting started on in the first place. It was caused by a living in a small country community and only having one doctor's office in our small community, and the fact that I went to that doctor not knowing that she was a quack doctor, because I didn't know anything about medicine back then. I didn't have a clue. I wouldn't even take Tylenol for a headache. But my back was hurting me so bad because I had a pinched nerve after having my second child. So I had no choice but to go to the doctor to see about it. Well, whenever I got to the doctor asked what was wrong, and I told her I had something wrong with my back. You know, I had to stand on my feet for so many hours a day, and it was killing me. And she wrote me 120 Lortab 10 500s, 90 Xanax bars, and 30 Ambien, my first visit there. I didn't know what I had. Hell, I didn't even care. I went home, threw that shit on my dresser, and got on a heating pad. Because, like I said, I didn't take medicine back then. A few weeks later, my sister came over, and I was laying on a heating pad as normal. Had done took off another day of work, which I couldn't afford, because my back was hurting me. And she said, well, what did they give you at the doctor's? And I said, I don't know, that shit's on my dresser, you know, go look. I don't know what they gave me. I don't really care. I'm just in pain, and I'm being a bitch today. Well, she goes and looks, and she automatically comes out, and she says, let's go to the pharmacy. Let's get these filled now. Automatically, I knew that that prescription was going to change my life. I went to the pharmacy, and I got it filled. That was all on me. Nobody else but me. She told me to take a half one. I took that half one. That was me. Nobody else but me. She didn't force it down my throat. She took half the bottle with her and half the bottle of my Xanaxes and half the bottle of my Ambien with her. I didn't care. Why would I need them? I was just going to take them just to feel better that day so I could get up and do something. I had been on the couch all weekend. This was on a Monday. By Tuesday, I was ready to get up and do something with my kids. I was ready to get up and cook dinner and actually clean up and be a mom and not hurt so bad. So, I did. So, this time, whenever DFACS came in, I was so proud of myself. I was like, yeah, I said I was addicted to pain pills for 13 and a half years, and I've been battling with them for 13 and a half years, and I finally did it on my own with nobody's pressure, nobody's asked me, nobody begged me, nobody did anything. It was all on me. I chose to get help. I was done. I was ready. And I did. I did it, and I've done it for 5 years now. The lady looks at me and says, so you go to a treatment center? I said, yes, I'm on MAT. which for those of you who don't know, that is maintenance. Matt is maintenance treatment medication. It's maintenance, medical maintenance treatment. And if you don't know a lot about Matt and you want to look down on people who still need help coping and dealing with addiction, please do your research before you go bad-mouthing my show or before you go running your mouth or putting anything bad on my show about Matt, because I support Matt just like I support LGBTQ community. I support anything. I support everything but pedophiles. Pedophiles is one thing I don't support. I would hang them by their nuts on a tree and slowly let them die. A very long and hurtful death. I hate a child molester. I hate a rapist. I hate it. Anyways, back to me, my story. So, you know, one led to one led to one and a half. One and a half led to two. Two and a half, two led to two and a half, and so on and so forth. Then before I even knew it, I was addicted to the damn things. You couldn't show me I was, because my sister came over one day. I was sick as hell. I told her I had the flu. I was dying. I needed to go to the emergency room. I was sick. She said, "Are you out of your medicine?" I said, "Yeah, but that don't have anything to do with me being sick. I need to go to the emergency room. I'm dying." She said, "I bet if you go get you a pain pill, as a matter of fact, I have one of yours. Why don't you take it? I bet you'll feel better." I said, "Ain't no way in hell that pain pill is going to make all this go away. I am sick as a dog. Feel like I'm dying." Sure enough, I took that bitch and it helped. I was not having withdrawals no more. I felt better. And from then on, I've been fighting a demon that should not have been thrown in my face with this defects case. And instead of congratulating me, this woman has made me, in court, take 12 random drug testing. Mind you, I get drug tested randomly at my clinic once a month, every month. And could be more than that. I never know when. I have a counselor that I go and see every day. I have a treatment plan that I have to follow. Every month, we make up a new treatment plan to start weaning me down off of the medication that's helping me stay sober and clean. Does it fuck me up? No. Do I feel high on it? No. Do I feel like I've taken anything? No. I feel like a normal person for the first time in 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, almost 20 years. I feel like a normal person. I get up, I go to the clinic, yes, and then I come home and I clean my house and I deal with my kids and I do the things that I'm supposed to do, that I should have been doing all along, than out there chasing them pills. And now with fentanyl going around and killing people like it is, I'm so glad and grateful, and I thank God every day that I got off of them when I did. Because I was going to be the first one to die, I tell you that. I was up there, taking a lot of them. So, this is how my podcast is going to go. I'm going to tell a little bit of my story, and then I'm going to tell you some more of your rules and regulations as a parent, your parent rights when it comes to family and children's services, also known as dick facts is what I call it, because they're liars, not all of them. So don't get your panties in a wad if you're one and you're listening to it. I'm not saying all of them's like that. But I'm saying that majority of them don't know their hole from their ass from a hole in the ground, and then they want to blame you for it. Well, I'm done with that. I'm done with them letting me, just making me feel like I'm a low-down piece of shit because I was an addict for 13 years That made me no less of a parent, though. Yes, I wasn't present at everything. Yes, I understand that it may change me. It did change me. It took a lot of money away from me and a lot of things away from my kids. It did. But I'm a totally different person today than I was back then, 5 years ago. If she had known the Jessica I was back then and the Jess I am today, you'd be surprised. I just can't believe that, you know, it only takes one phone call and your whole life can be turned upside down. And it's just, it doesn't make no sense how one phone call, and they have to investigate every phone call that comes through that office, no matter if they've had the same phone call every day, or no matter if it's a different phone call, they have to come out every single time they get a report. And they have to go through their protocol. And I think it sucks. It really does, because, you know, at one time I knew who it was calling on me, and it was because she was pissed off at me. And I thought that was bullshit. But, like they said, they have to investigate every incident. Because what if it's true? What if that day it is true? They would feel like shit, and they would lose their job, and they would be... fuck their job. They would feel like shit if it was true. And they didn't... they didn't do anything about it. So, they have to go out and do it. Which I understand that. But goddamn, don't stay on our ass about it. If you come into somebody's home and they're welcoming you into their home, let it be done. Let the case be closed. Don't look for every little nitpicking bullshit that you can find, because I'm a low-income parent that has children to raise on my own, and y'all are wanting to sit there and bash me for every little thing and make it that much more worse on the kids and myself, because I don't have means and transportation to go back and forth to all these appointments and therapy, and you know, I just don't have it. I barely have enough time in the day to do what I need to do to begin with, and y'all are putting more things on top of that. And it's just so stressful. It's so stressful. If you haven't been through it, God help you. If you have, God help you too. I pray for you. Pray for me too. If you haven't been through it, try to stay the fuck away from it, and try not to just stay away from people, period. The less people in your business and in your home, the better off you are. Don't let too many people know your business. Don't talk to people thinking they're your friends, or even family for that matter. It's just crazy. One of the rules and regulations are you do not have to let them in your house unless they have a court order. You do not have to let them in your house. And I know you're thinking, yeah, well, I'm not trying to hide anything, so let them come in. Let them investigate. I felt the same way. But let me tell you what happens. That lady came in my house investigating for a totally different reason. And when she left my house, she came in my house claiming that my kids didn't have no shoes, no clothes, no food, no drinks, no nothing, okay? My kids were pretty much poor and homeless and didn't have shit, okay? That lady came in, she sat down on my couch, she looked around just a little bit. My dad and my son was in bed already. He keeps his door locked because that's how he sleeps. And he works at a very stressful job that he has to get up at 2 o'clock in the morning to go to. Okay, well, the lady woke my dad up to make sure that my dad could be my could be my pretty much babysitter over my kids. That pissed me off. Because you came in my house and not once did you ask to look in my cabinets. Not once did you ask to look in my kids' room. Not once did you ask to see their shoes, their clothes, anything like that. You didn't come in there for the right reasons. You left out of there with a different frame of mind about me because I told you about my addiction. That's what it was. I told you I was addicted for 13 and a half years. So you took that and you ran with it. To where I had supervised visits with my kids. The next day I get a phone call to where my kids are being removed. My oldest ones, my two nephews, and my daughter. So don't always trust them to let them in your house. It's best to step outside and act like them rich folks and say, do you have a warrant? And if they do not have a warrant, say, I would rather have my lawyer present to answer any of your questions unless you have a warrant. And I would rather you stay out here and us not go in my house. And they're probably going to get irate and ask, what do you have to hide? And that's when you have to say, I don't have anything to hide. But I don't have anything to just give you to throw you a bone to make your pay, neither. See, you have to be smarter than they are when it comes to stuff like that. Because I wasn't. I was dumbfound. I just wanted them off my back. I just wanted peace again. I wanted my family back. And that's not what I got at all. That's not what I got. Instead, I got supervised visits with my kids. I'm not allowed to be alone with my kids. My kids are separated. It's awful. It's awful. And I don't know how much raw or how much real that I can get in this podcast than to tell y'all my deepest, darkest, real and raw self. And it's crazy how they would just take kids just to place them in foster care rather than just leave them with good parents or grandparents or family members. It's not right. So do not let them in your house, whatever you do. Unless they have a warrant, do not let them in your house. Do not let them interview your children alone if they do not have a warrant. If they do not have a warrant in hand, do not let them remove your children from your house. If they do not have a warrant in hand, they are not allowed to go in your house. They are not allowed to talk to your children. They are not allowed to do any of that sorts of things. You are allowed to have a lawyer present. So, what have we learned today? Do not let them in your home. Do not offer up advice that you do not have to offer up. Don't open your mouth. A closed mouth is the best mouth. Do not offer anything to these people. Don't be rude, but don't be mean. Don't be mean, but don't be rude. But be very precise and very adamant and persistent about not letting them in your house. Not letting them near your kids without a lawyer present or a warrant. I'll be back again tomorrow with some more, you guys. Well, tomorrow's Sunday. No, I'll be back again on Monday. I just wanted to make this short one real quick. Why am I... Fiance went to grab dinner, but he is back now, so I'm going to eat dinner, and I will talk to y'all again tomorrow. In the meantime, if you need anything, please write me an email at jessalittleknowledge@gmail.com. Please. It's in the bio. Look it up. Thank you, and y'all have a wonderful, wonderful Saturday. And I hope y'all have a wonderful, wonderful Sunday. And I will talk to y'all again on Monday.